Okay, you are not going to believe what we stumbled upon. We found this place, Tallawood Retreat, right? In the Gold Coast hinterland. And honestly, it feels like finding a hidden treasure.
Oh, it absolutely does. From the moment you hear the name, there's just this feeling, isn't there? Something genuinely special, rare, even.
Exactly. So what we want to do today is really explore what makes this particular property so, well, captivating. What are those unique bits that make it stand out?
And it's fascinating right off the bat how connected it feels to mindfulness, you know, that idea of living intentionally, peacefully. It's almost like the land itself encourages it.
It really does feel like it's woven into the place. Let's start with something vital: privacy. We're talking serious, ultimate privacy here.
Nearly 10 acres, and it's bordered by state forest, conservation land on multiple sides.
Just picture it. You're completely surrounded by nature, these amazing forest views stretching out. It's a proper sanctuary, a world away.
Feels like it, yeah. But here's the kicker, the really mind-blowing part. You feel totally secluded, right? But you are unbelievably close to everything.
It's crazy. Minutes from town, the M1, all the services, hospitals, schools, Gold Coast attractions practically next door.
And the airport. The international airport.
Yeah.
Like 30, 40 minutes drive. Comfortable.
It's almost hard to believe that combination exists.
It really is the dream location, isn't it? That perfect balance, sanctuary without the compromise.
Exactly. And it's in Austinville. Now, Austinville itself is interesting. It's known for being tightly held. People stay for generations. They actually call it the wedding capital of the Gold Coast.
Which tells you a lot, right? It speaks to the beauty, the desirability of the area itself. People choose to stay there. It's a destination.
Definitely. Okay, so let's get into the house itself, the homestead.
Right. Described as a large character home, high-spec brick and concrete. And it's big, over 500 square meters. That's substantial.
Absolutely solid feeling. And 5 bedrooms, but the design, it's really flexible. You could have independent living spaces, maybe short stay letting, even run a business, all under the one roof.
And the build quality, that's something that really jumps out. It's described as exceptional, solid, reliable, the kind of construction that's built to last.
Yeah, not just, a quick modern build with nice paint. This feels like it has real substance.
Precisely. Plus, it's designed smartly passive solar orientation facing east northeast.
Which means what, in practical terms?
It means harnessing the natural light and airflow year round, so you're naturally more comfortable, less reliant on heating and cooling. It's just smart living, in tune with the environment.
Makes sense. Comfortable living, lower bills potentially. And that deck, massive all-weather deck overlooking these private valley views.
Oh, yeah, imagine that. Any time of year, just sitting out there, taking it all in. It's like another living room, but outdoors. Rain or shine.
Perfect for relaxing, having people over. Whatever. Okay, let's shift gears a bit. Tech and sustainability. This is pretty impressive.
It really is. There's a huge 15-kilowatt solar system,
Yeah.
36 panels, plus a 10-kilowatt inverter and battery backup.
Wow. So potential for off-grid living, maybe, or at least significant energy independence, solar credits, even.
Exactly. It's a serious forward-thinking setup. Not just tacked on, it's integral.
And the comfort features continue inside too, right? Ducted aircon.
Yep, ducted air with zone control. So individual bedrooms can have different temperatures. Plus, a ducted vacuum system makes cleaning easier.
Nice. And security cameras, LED lighting throughout.
Yeah.
They seem to have thought of the practicalities.
Absolutely. And connectivity, too. High-speed Starlink internet. So you've got fast, reliable internet access when you want it. The choice is yours.
Which is essential these days. Okay, beyond the house, the infrastructure on this property is, well, pretty serious.
It is. Two big sheds. We're talking roughly 200 square meters combined. Each one is about 12 by 8 meters.
That's a lot of space, but it's more than just space, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. They have their own separate driveway, their own water supply, and crucially, three-phase power.
Ah, three phase. That's the key for serious workshops, hobbies, maybe even a business, right?
Absolutely. It opens up so many possibilities. And that separate driveway means you can run things there without disturbing the main house at all. It's really well planned.
Very clever separation. Okay, what about fun, entertainment?
Well, there's a pretty stunning entertainment area.
Mm-hmm.
The centerpiece is this incredible lagoon pool, 110,000 liters.
Wow, a private lagoon. That sounds amazing.
And totally private, too. Comes with a cabana, barbecue area, fire pit. The whole setup for outdoor living.
Just sounds like your own private resort and water supply generally secure.
Very. Over 53,000 liters of tank storage and room to add more if you needed. Plus, there's a permanent dam on the property.
Permanent dam.
And a seasonal creek, too. So water security looks really solid. Adds to the charm as well. Imagine kids exploring down by the creek.
Oh, definitely. Hours of fun. Connection with nature right there. Yeah. What about the land itself? Paddocks? Access?
Yep. Large frontage, three separate driveways, which is great for access.
Yep.
Parkland-style paddocks. Already has an animal shelter or stable.
And it sounds like, for such a big property with all this infrastructure, the upkeep isn't overwhelming.
Apparently low maintenance, low outgoings.
Mm-hmm.
Which suggests it's been managed really efficiently. Smart ownership.
Now, here's something I found really unique, named internal roads.
Isn't that cool? Several roads within the property, each with its own name. It gives it this feeling of a private estate, encourages you to explore your own land.
Yeah, like mapping out your own little kingdom, connects the house, sheds, dam, pool, makes it feel cohesive.
Totally. And if you like being active outdoors, there are bush tracks already there, hiking, biking, even horses.
So you can really engage with the environment right on your doorstep.
Exactly. And thinking bigger picture, the value proposition here, owning nearly 10 acres this close to the Gold Coast in a tightly held area.
Land is scarce, right? Especially quality land like this. And the Gold Coast keeps growing.
So purely from a buy and hold land bank perspective, it looks incredibly strong. It's an investment in lifestyle, yes, but also likely a very sound financial one over time.
And there's even potential to build another home on the property.
That's mentioned, yes. Adds another layer of possibility, multi-generational living, guest house, investment, lots of options.
Going back to those sheds for a sec, because they are really significant, 12 by 8 meters each.
Yep, huge workspaces. One set up like a workshop, the other has extra height clearance, and a big commercial-sized door.
Perfect for bigger projects, maybe storing large equipment or vehicles.
Definitely. And remember, both have that three-phase power, their own water tanks, Wi-Fi connectivity, and that all-important separate driveway.
So if you did want to run a business, you've got complete separation. Your work life doesn't intrude on your home sanctuary.
It's an ideal setup, practical, functional, and they still get those nice valley views from the sheds, too.
Yeah.
Around 200 square meters total, multiple roller doors, concrete floors. You could garage a lot of cars, a big caravan, a boat. Easily.
The possibilities are huge. And living there, surrounded by nature, you'd get visitors, wouldn't you? Wildlife.
Oh, for sure. Wallabies, kookaburras, colorful parrots. Imagine kids seeing that every day. Adds another layer of magic to the place.
It really does seem to bring everything together. The peace, the nature, the absolute privacy, but backed up by incredible infrastructure and comfort.
It feels intentional.
Yeah.
Like, Tallawood Retreat was designed for a specific quality of life, focused on that connection, that harmony. It just feels genuinely different.
It really does. It has this aura, doesn't it? A special, rare kind of feel. And, you know, even with us describing all this, it still feels like the kind of place you have to experience in person to really get it, to feel that peace, that tranquility.
I completely agree. You need to stand there, breathe it in, walk the land. Words only go so far. Finding all these elements, the privacy, the quality, the location, the infrastructure all in one place, that's incredibly hard to find.
It's that unique atmosphere, that feeling. That's what really sets it apart, I think.
So, the question it leaves you with is, if you're picturing that truly peaceful, fulfilling life, surrounded by nature but still connected, and you want a sound investment, could this be it? Could Tallawood Retreat be that place for you?
It's a powerful thought. Because opportunities like this, a property of this standard in this kind of location, they really don't pop up every day.
They certainly don't.
Yeah.
It really does sound like experiencing it firsthand is the crucial next step. If it resonates, don't let this kind of rare chance slip away.
Absolutely. If this sounds like what you've been searching for, you should definitely explore it further. See if Tallawood Retreat could be your own piece of paradise.